Let's start with Matty in Albany. Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right, Paul. I just want to talk about this kegs and eggs thing. Two things. I think that the people that run that college are a little bit responsible for some of this. It's their students down there doing it. They definitely just can't act like they're not responsible at all. I think these kids that are coming from, most of them are from Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they were raised down there, but I guess their parents, mommy and daddy, don't give a crap. They set them up here with all this money, and they do whatever they want to do. They don't seem to care at all.
Yeah. By the way, let me piggyback on that for just a moment, Matty, if you don't mind. Part of the story today in the Albany Times-Union, this is above the fold, by the way. Lauren Stanforth wrote the story this morning about the arrest in Albany. But part of the story pointed out that bail was set for some of these folks at $15,000 and $35,000 for one person who was charged with first-degree riot. They both posted bail. And the story goes on to say that Edward Gallison, a Nassau County attorney, was in court Sunday representing one of the defendants from Hicksville. So I think that supports your point. One of these kids gets in trouble, and all of a sudden they send the attorney from all the way down home up here to represent them.
Oh, of course they do, because that's where most of these kids are coming from. You just go over and listen to the way they talk. The accent is, they all have the accent from downstate. The attitude is there, too. Another thing I'm going to give you, you're talking about posting videos. There's a website where they posted all of them. There's well over 10 videos on here. You can actively describe and see the people tipping the cars over. A kid jumps to a sunroof. It's a website called KeepAlbanyBoring.com. All the videos are on there.
Yep.
I saw more this morning. It's outrageous. Outrageous how bad it got.
All right. Hold on a second, Matty. Back up. What's the name of the website again?
KeepAlbanyBoring.com.
All right, John, that's the one we want to post.
There's 10 videos on there, and the ones where they're destroying the cars are on there. You can see them tipping cars over. They're jumping. One of the videos, they're trying to destroy a car, and two guys come up with sticks to stop them because it's one of the guy's cars.
Right. Okay.
I just watched them this morning. It's almost unbelievable to watch it, and I can't believe they posted these videos. These people, these kids are not only going to college, but they're really stupid.
Yep. That's all it is. It's a drunk fest.
Paul, I don't blame it on the cops either. I think
it's not the cops' fault.
The mayor, wanted this city for people to be drinking in this city. And Albany's known for this now. This is what we're known for. And one other comment, a lady called earlier about stop blaming the Irish. Hey, listen, I went to the parade many years ago. It was all Irish people. They were all drinking. I'm sorry, that's what it was. You talk about St. Patrick's Day. What do you talk about? You talk about getting drunk. That's what it's about. I'm sorry.
Yep, and if you don't think so, take a look at that tent that's right over, sitting outside McGarry's right now for Thursday. You think those people are going to be in there eating corned beef and drinking Pepsi? No, they're going to be drinking. I think, and thanks for calling, Matty. And by the way, let me piggyback on that a little bit, because I don't think that it's a bad thing that people want to go out and have a couple of beers on St. Patrick's Day. I think that's fine. I think it's great, but you know what the problem is. A lot of them go over the top. A lot of them get blitzed is what they do. And this is what happens. Somebody was actually arrested, and we'll have Mike in here, maybe because Mike worked in the DA's office. We'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour. See if Mike ever heard of anybody getting arrested for first-degree riot. But the website is KeepAlbanyBoring.com. I had a couple of videos here we were going to post, but, John, we're probably better off. I didn't have the name of the site. I have it now. We're probably better off just posting the site after you check it out, okay?
I'm looking at these morons.
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't
it? What they're doing to these cars.
And you know, I'm getting emails. One guy wrote me an email who was right on the money this morning. He said, we look like a third-world country when you look at these videos. He's right.
And that's being kind.
Yeah, it's right on the money, though. Let's talk to Sue in Albany next up at 8:15 on Monday morning, the 14th of March. Sue, how are you this morning?
I'm okay. I hope I make it through Thursday.
You will.
I have seen all year round. It's not just the Irish. Besides that, I agree with that lady. I make corned beef and cabbage, and I love my corned beef all year round, but I don't appreciate the students. We call this amateur night on St. Patrick's week and New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
These students, they try to make up for for all their hormones and rambunctious behavior, they act like this is a license to do vandalism,
right?
And it ruins the quality of life for all of us residents that live here, that pay taxes, that abide by the law, and we are sick of it. But it's not just this mayor. It's not just this police chief. The other police chief, he loved the bars, and he didn't close Sadie Kletz and Michaels like this police chief did. I used to work at Bank of America. I would have a cab go by Michaels, and they'd be 10 feet long of lines of students trying to get in to have beer and eggs in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they were setting off fireworks on Thursday morning at 6 a.m. to start their festivities.
Yep. It's a lot of places. Well, they're going to do business, Sue, is what they're going to do. You can't take that away from them. Nobody's breaking the law here until they get too intoxicated and all of a sudden their actions speak louder than their words.
Oh, guess what? I saw them vandalize some cars.
Right.
This was during right before they got off summer break last year. And there were luckily cameras in front of a business next to me that took the pictures. They were breaking off rearview mirrors and running on cars with their skateboards.
Well, you're going to find, thank you for calling, you're going to find these videos to be a little disturbing when you go look at them. KeepAlbanyBoring.com.
You got to wonder now if these kids can be identified, the ones that they didn't catch.
Oh, I think the cops got the ones they wanted. And let's not, by the way, let's be careful here when it comes to the police, okay? Let's be careful. Because as you all know about me, you get ticked off at your police department, you got a problem, you call here. You know, I'm not screening out. I these cops and these firemen, these teachers, they drive me crazy in certain situations too. But you're running a police department in a city the size of Albany on Saturday, you got your hands full. Part of my problem, let me also point this out. Part of my problem with the Albany police is over the years, they have not set the example of being a tough police department. Now, I thought they did under Jimmy Tuffy. They were heading in that direction. I'm not so sure they're still in that direction, though. It seems to me as though they're more concerned about touchy-feely now in Albany. But these guys are under the gun on Saturday. These are not easy situations for cops. This is when you're a cop, you're a little concerned. You got people jumping on your back. You're trying to arrest somebody and his girlfriend's jumping on your back. You know how dangerous that is for a cop?
They need a zero-tolerance policy.
Yeah, and that should have been the case. You know, when I hear people say that Jerry doesn't like it to put handcuffs on the kids, what's he talking about? Is that the case in Albany? I've never heard that before. But is that true that Jerry doesn't like to put handcuffs? Okay, if Jerry doesn't like to put handcuffs on the kids, at least put tie wraps on them and squeeze them as tight as you can but put their hands behind their back. I mean, you got to be able to control a drunk and a drunken situation. Don't worry, when they wake up, they're going to feel awful. But you got to deal with the moment when they're drunk. You know, like this kid in court, this James Kiernan. I read Lauren Stanford's story. You know, all of a sudden, this was a different guy when he showed up. Sure, we're all different people when you got a belly full of booze. But you can't strip down the ability of those police at the scene of a crime like this when everybody's drunk. I've never heard that. Somebody called this morning and said that Jerry's deal with the kid, with these drunks is don't put handcuffs on him. Why? I've never heard that before either. I gotta find out if that's Jerry's dictum. Danny and Troy is next up at 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm at the train station. I'm Paul Vandenberg. Danny, how are you?
How are we doing today?
I'm not doing too well, Dan. How about you?
I'm not a big parade fan in general, but the St. Patrick's Day parade is, like the previous call said, it was amateur hour. And maybe the city of Albany is going to have to take a serious look at readdressing the parades situation for next year as a punishment to everybody.
Okay.
Police your own and act like somewhat of an adult and have a good time, and or not, the parade doesn't go through Albany anymore. Yeah. Have it out in Troy or have it out in Saratoga.
I would be very interested. Thanks for calling. I would be very interested in all the police chief feels about that, but we haven't been able to get him on the show. Laura in Water Valley at 20 after 8 o'clock is next up this morning. Laura, how are you?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Laura, I've been better.
Hey, I have to tell you, I have a college student. Does not go to college anywhere around here. But he said to me that this is what Albany, you Albany, is known for this. and he's been told that there is no law on this parade day. So open containers, yep. Yep. All you want, mm-hmm. Do whatever you want. The teenage impression is that nothing is going to get enforced, and you can do whatever you want.
Yep.
I know it's not accurate, but I'm just saying this is
well,
what
I'm not so sure.
Impression.
I'm not. You're right. He's not accurate, but if that's the mindset, Laura, here's the problem with that. The problem is it defines what I was talking about earlier, and that is that your police have got to have a strong presence. If it's like Rudy Giuliani when he took over as mayor in New York. Things like the squeegee guy stopped, okay? Reason is, barking dogs, loud radios, you stopped it. That when you start to get at things of that nature and get the message out in your community that the police will go as far as no squeegee guy, no loud radios, none of that stuff, that gets the message out to people that this police force is serious. I don't get that in Albany, though.
I don't either. And I truly do blame this for years and years and years on the police department and on Jerry, because it truly isn't enforced. I mean, I'm 46 years old, and I remember that was the thing to do. You went into Albany when I was young. You went into Albany, and you could walk amongst the streets with your beer from bar to bar, the green beer, the Boilermaker, whatever it was.
Right.
And that was always Albany. And like I said, I'm 46 now, so that was,
mm-hmm. over 20 years ago. Jerry, thanks, Laura. Good to talk to you. Jerry lived with these kids for 25 years in the school. I got that, okay? Jerry's part of this. Jerry is also very, very liberal, in my opinion, very soft. Jerry doesn't like to say no to anybody. And if you're Jerry's enemy, he wants to be your friend. All right? I get it. I get what Jerry is. Jerry's also had 8 police chiefs, I think. Okay? He's had a lot of police chiefs. And the toughest one, the best one of all, was Jimmy Tuffy. And his brother Kevin wasn't that far behind. Good, solid guys. They understood policing. And I disagree with them on a lot of issues when they were in office. But they were solid guys. I mean, Jimmy Tuffy was a good police chief. And you want to know why I say that? You want to know one of the great, in my opinion, in the city of Albany, the police chiefs that are the good ones are the ones that the force doesn't like. Because they're making them do things the way they should be done. I haven't heard of one Albany cop yet bellyache about Krokoff. At all. And we'd love to have him on the show, by the way. Chief, we'd love to have you on and talk about these things, but we're having an issue getting him on. But the good chiefs are the ones that the Albany cops bitch about, and they bitched about both Tuffies. You got to keep your guys in line. You got to get them out, send them out there and keep them tough. There's not a lot of fear in Albany for the police force. There isn't, I don't think.